king, a crown, and a cross. The high priest's servants had been cruel to Jesus, but the Roman soldiers were even worse. When they dragged him out of Pilate's palace, the first thing they did was beat him. They tore off his clothes and whipped his back so hard it bled. Then they decided to make fun of him. "You think you're a king?" they sneered. "Then let's dress you up like one." And they put a purple robe on him, the same colour a king would wear. "A king needs a crown as well," laughed one of the soldiers. So they cut a branch from a thorny bush, twisted it into a circle, and jammed it onto Jesus' head so hard that blood ran down his face. "We're still missing something," grinned another soldier. And he found a big stick and gave it to Jesus to hold. "A scepter for your majesty," he sneered. Then they all bowed down in front of Jesus and chanted, "Hail to the king! Hail to the king of the Jews!" After a while, however, they grew tired of making fun of Jesus. And that's when things got worse. Much worse. They spat on him, and then one by one they grabbed hold of that big stick and beat Jesus on the head with it, again and again and again. Finally, they tore off the purple robe, put his own clothes back on him, and dragged him out into the street. Now it was the time for the worst thing of all. The soldiers laid a beam of wood on Jesus' back and made him carry it up a long hill. Jesus did the best he could, but his body was raw with the whipping, his head hurt from the beating, and he was tired, very tired. So when, at last, he stumbled, the soldiers grabbed a man named Simon from the crowd and told him to carry the wood the rest of the way. When they reached the top of the hill, the soldiers made the wood into a cross and threw Jesus down on top of it. Then, one, two, three, they hammered nails through Jesus' hands and feet into the cross below. They nailed a little sign to the top of the cross that read, "Jesus, King of the Jews." It was meant to be a joke, but the religious leaders did not find it funny. "No, no, no," they complained. "You've got it wrong. He's not really the king of the Jews. That's just what he says." But the soldiers paid no attention. They lifted the cross so that everyone could see and propped it up so it would not fall. And then they waited for Jesus to die. The soldiers had done their worst. So what did Jesus do? He did the best, the very best he could. He shut his eyes and he prayed a prayer. "Forgive them, Father," he whispered. "They do not know what they're doing."